At the Commission's first working meeting yesterday, UW-Madison sociologist Pam Oliver laid out statistics showing that black offenders convicted of selling less than 1 gram of crack cocaine are 70% more likely to go to prison than whites who commit the same crime. But she says parole revocations, which don't always include committing a new crime, have caused the biggest rise in black prison admissions in the past decade.
I think that there needs to be much more digging into just what's happening in probation and parole. Why are people being revoked? What's happening?
Oliver suggests one theory the commission might explore is whether parole agents see themselves less as social workers helping offenders readjust to society and more as police looking for ways to send offenders back to prison. But commission member Gary Bies, who chairs the Assembly's Criminal Justice Committee, says he thinks parole revocations are a result of overworked parole agents who often feel they have to send offenders back to prison just to reduce their caseload.
If we could bring their workload down, I think they could maybe take a little more time and maybe revocation wouldn't be the short way out of a situation.
Suggestions like that may make it into the commission's report due out in October. Between now and then, there will be a series of public hearings. The commission has already received a stack of letters from prisoners and their families listing examples of what they claim is discrimination in the state's criminal justice system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.